Loveline is meant for an adult audience.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience.
Loveline may contain sexually oriented content.
Loveline may contain sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191.
Loveline starts now.
That's right. I'm Dr. Drew. The phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. This is Loveline, and in studio, AFI. Davey Havoc, Jade Puget, guys, not yet. Get them on those mics. All right. Anyway, we're going to go
we
right.
We got a few technical difficulties. You're just
oh,
hanging there.
Oh, really?
Apparently.
Am I on the air?
Hello.
You
can hear us now, Drew, huh?
There we go. Okay. Hey, guys.
Hey, Drew.
Hey, Drew.
All right. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Are you guys on tour now, or what's happening?
We've been making a record for about 13 years.
Nice.
And we're still in the process of that. We're here in Hollywood. We have been for a while, 13 years approximately.
Now, but the new one, Sing the Sorrow, is the one that everyone knows right now.
Yeah, that was during our time that we spent together, you and us.
Now, where you guys are from, Ukiah? Is that what it's called?
Well...
we grew up there, but...
Where is that?
That's like about 2 hours north of San Francisco, but we live in the Bay Area now.
We started in Ukiah in like 1991. The band formed there in 91. And then in 93, we moved to Berkeley. And we've been based out of Berkeley ever since.
I'm more interested in Ukiah. That's just...
there's definitely more to learn. I mean, it's less known than Berkeley. It's a valley town.
Mini trucks there, you know?
El Caminos.
Oh, definitely.
Have you seen My Name is Earl?
No.
No, okay. Nope. I'm just imagining a lot of people like his ex-wife and the in and around where you live.
It's agriculture. There's hippies and hicks.
I had a friend named Earl that actually is from Ukiah.
Nice.
Yeah. You know, it's funny you should mention movies, though, because you remember the 80s movie Dragnet?
Yes.
With Dan Aykroyd?
Yes.
They name check Ukiah in that.
Yeah,
perfect.
Totally.
Which is actually then sampled on AFI's second 7-inch Behind the Times.
Some deep discography.
Which nice. You can hear the sample where he says, you know, like, what happened to John? John bought a goat farm, moved to Ukiah. And right. When you saw that movie in Ukiah...
That was Harry Morgan talking, too.
Was it?
Yeah,
yes, it was.
TV's MASH.
Yes,
you guys were very excited when you were in Ukiah and that was said.
Oh, the theater cheered. It was amazing. Like yeah. It was Ukiah's moment of glory.
I mean, put us on the map.
It did, really. I mean, other than that, there's not much that Ukiah is known for. Jim Jones was pretty close to there with the Kool-Aid.
Oh,
that was
kidding.
Red Valley, right, Jay?
His church was actually, in the Ukiah Valley, his original church. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
And my uncle is actually not really a member, but he kind of like, let's say, kicked it with him.
He stirred the Kool-Aid.
Wow. That's incredible.
Modern vernacular. Yeah, and actually my friend Charlie Manson, when he was like hitchhiking down through Northern California, fixed my friend's grandma's fence. Like
oh
as this kind
God.
Of like day labor style.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So basically we should be avoiding Ukiah.
There's some pretty, there's some stuff.
I think they got the cults out of there. I think the Moonies, too, were in that area in like the 70s.
And the whole Poly Class thing, I'm sure you remember that. That was 20 minutes away from where we lived.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, my God.
Yeah. We actually, that was sketchy. We used to drive to shows. I remember because we have to drive from Ukiah to Berkeley to the Bay Area and San Francisco to see shows every weekend, which was like a 2-hour drive. And I remember thinking we had driven by. This is not a happy topic.
No.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
All right, let me switch topics. Now, I went on your website, and it's a very cool sort of homepage. And then it says visit the old website, which was also awesome. Why is there a new website?
Oh, thanks.
Well, the old one was kind of been around since the last record, and the new one with like the white and the fog, that's a temporary site until our record comes out, and then we'll have even a third newer one that you can visit because I know that you sit on our message board when you're not
me,
on the radio.
Me.
Yes, you Drew.
Yes. My screen name is I Love AFI.
your name is like X Drew 22X.
You're straight edge, right, Drew?
D-R-O-O-O. All right. Well, Davey Havoc, Jade Puget, they are AFI. Let's get some calls here. There's a question right for you guys to begin with. Doreen is 19.
Hi, Doreen.
Hello.
I just wanted to let you guys know, Davey and Jade, I love AFI. Like, it's my life. You guys mean so much to me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Doreen, you're the one I talk to on the message board all the time. Is that you?
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, he's ex-DRO.
He said he was 18 years old.
Actually, I'm on your top eight. I'm Midnight Runner. I'm the girl that's standing with the big AFI, like, statues. Like,
hey, I put you on there.
Really? Thank you. That means so much to me. I freaked out.
There you go. Do you have tattoos?
No, I don't.
Oh, I do.
I know.
It's temporary, though.
Yeah, I paint them on, though. They're Hannah.
And laser them off. Nice. All right, let's go to Anita, who's 27.
Hey.
Hello, Anita. What's up? You're on with AFI.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. I've been having problems in my relationship.
You've come to the right place.
Yes.
But you need to speak up and tell us what it is you'd like to talk about.
Oh, is this Kramer on Loveline?
Yes.
Yes, this is Loveline. Are you in a shower?
Sounds like you're in the bathroom.
Yeah. Are you in the kitchen?
I'm in my room.
Is your room tiled?
No, I was in the bathroom. I'm in my room.
Ah, okay.
Thank you. Thank
good switch.
Knew
good
it.
Switch.
Called it.
Here we go,
yeah,
Anita.
I've been having problems in my relationship.
In what way? What kind of problems? What's going on? Here we go.
Okay, well, last week, my boyfriend's little sister brought me over to the house, and he was just getting home from work, and this girl dropped him off, and he swore that he, like, said that he wasn't going to hang around with her. I didn't even tell him that, he didn't have to hang out with her or anything. But he told me, and so, yeah, she drops him off, and then we go and have sex, and after we're done, he tells me that he thinks he's fallen in love with someone else, and for that girl, and I guess she works with him or whatever.
That's a shame. That's bad. That's the end of that, right?
Well, yes. Well, and so I was all brokenhearted and everything, and then he all calls me back and tells me he wants me back. He doesn't want her. And
No. Don't play that game, Anita. Come on. By the way, you're 27. You're not 14. Let's go. How long you been with this guy?
3 years.
Oof.
This is the first time he's ever done anything like this.
Like being broken up.
Well, we met in rehab.
Uh-oh. What's your drug of choice?
What?
Well, first of all, you know you're not supposed to form relationships for the first year of recovery. And the only kinds of relationships that come out of treatment for chemical dependency are basically hostage relationships. They're life preservers. They don't work. Either you both get loaded again, or the relationship doesn't work. That's basically only two choices.
Yeah.
Which one we got here? Both? You're loaded and the relationship isn't working?
Well, we're both clean right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he did a year in jail, and I just did 6 months, and we're both clean right now. I mean, not like chemical use and all stuff. Right.
How often are you going to meetings?
I went to one tonight.
Are you a Mormon?
Yeah, I'm LDS. I mean, I was born and raised,
thanks,
but I'm
Anderson.
Not active.
Are you, the AFI, that wasn't me, that was a tape of me, Anderson drops in.
How did that work?
I know, I was like, that's amazing.
Whoa, Drew, how did you know that? How could you hear the Mormonism in her voice?
Did you? It never fails. People always answer that tape. What was your drug of choice, Anita?
I was on meth really bad.
Methamphetamine. And you're not even smoking pot, you're not drinking, you're not doing anything right now.
I drink occasionally.
All right, so you're not sober. And do you have a sponsor currently?
No.
All right, so you're not even in the program. So you get yourself a sponsor. We can't, Anita, come on. Get yourself a sponsor, start the step work, stop using drugs and alcohol, and follow your sponsor's direction. Do not focus on this relationship. You have a life-threatening condition. Focus on that. Another AFI question. This is 16, Carolina.
Hi, I wanted to know, I'm a really big fan of you guys.
Thank you.
And, you're like, not in rehab, are you? I heard you was actually on the Tony Hawk video game.
Okay.
But I was wondering, you guys never tour in Arizona, and I used to live in Florida, but I couldn't go to concerts because my mom wouldn't let me. So I've moved here, and you guys don't come. Do you think you'd be touring here when your new album comes out?
Did you move to Arizona specifically to see us?
No. We moved because we have family down here.
Okay, that's a better reason.
It actually would have been a good place to move to see us, though, because in reality, we actually play there a lot.
We do.
Yeah.
Really?
It's just when our new record comes out, which is going to be, you know, after the first of the year sometime, spring, let's say, we're going to be touring in the U.S. a lot, so we'll definitely be in Arizona because we always hit Arizona.
You going to headline? Are you going to tour somebody else? How's that going to work?
Probably headline. Yeah.
I mean, you guys by yourselves? I mean,
we'll bring some people with us.
We'll bring probably two or three bands.
We don't know. We have no idea who yet.
No idea yet.
Nah.
We'll be there, though.
Yes.
So, Carolina, you'll have plenty of chance to see him, all right?
For sure.
Oh, that'd be totally awesome because my friends and I go to concerts every freaking weekend.
Oh, good.
It's a freaking weekend.
Oh, yay. Thanks.
I'm having some fun.
Yeah, sure.
Yay. Oh, yay.
We'll see you in Arizona.
This went quickly. Matt 20. Matt.
Hey, Drew.
Hey, Matt, what's up? You're on with AFI.
Hey, Matt.
Hi. I about 8 months ago, I had a hernia, and I had that removed.
Yeah.
Like, right after the surgery, I noticed that my left testicle was, like, higher up in my scrotum than my right testicle, and I was wondering if there's some problems or if I should...
No, it's fine.
So is mine, Drew.
Yours is too?
Yeah.
Isn't that normal?
We're going to send you to the hospital right now. Okay. No, it is normal, yes. And plus, when they have to do the surgery, they can tack things down a little bit so they don't quite hang as loosely as they did before. It's fine. It's normal. It's normal for there to be a different position, a different hang, different size. That's normal. What do you guys want to tell me? What do you got?
I have a question for you, Drew.
Yeah.
Can I ask you this? I was talking to my friend who was talking about getting a sex change.
Ooh.
And he was, and he was talking about how... that they can do the whole snip, tuck, roll thing, but be fully functional.
To make him a woman?
To be fully functional, not to reproduce, but as far as orgasms go and sensation and all that.
Well,
and someone was kicking some realistics about stomach lining.
You know, so many people right now are going like, oh, a friend.
My friend who wants to be a girl.
Oh, my. There's a book there. Michelle, hand him that sex change book.
Well, the book is in Jade's hand.
It's right in front of me. It's very horrifying.
This is amazing.
Yeah. And
this is how they do those procedures.
Yet intriguing.
Okay. Yes, there is obviously some function there, but I've not dealt with a lot of these people. I've met a number of them, and I've had a number in the hospital over the years, and they report that they're happy with the function.
Wow, so that's actually true. You can have like an orgasm with your new girl gear.
With your limited penis, yeah.
And as I pointed out...
Leftover penis, I think we call it.
Without the... So you're a girl, but you don't have the misery of the cramping once a month.
That's right. It's the best way to be a girl.
You don't
have two X chromosomes. You have a Y chromosome, and you don't have a penis.
I think you're right to menopause, don't you?
Dan, 16. What's up, Dan?
Hey, what's up, guys? I just want to say hi to AFI.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, I'm on your message board, Starfaction, everything. Huge fan of you guys.
Thank you so much.
You inspired me to start a hardcore punk band of myself.
Great.
So I was just wondering about the new album, if there's going to be any kind of guest vocalist, Nick 13, anything of that sort?
Yeah, Nick 13's all over it. He does like backing vocals probably on every song. So.
Yeah, he and Dan from Day of Contempt are on virtually every song. In fact, together, they're a great team. Them.
Like our backing vocal, like the shouts and stuff.
We've got some Bleeding Through, we got some 18 Visions, some Throwdown, X Throwdown. Keith's not in Throwdown anymore. Do we have any current
Are you going to sort of float any balloons, any sample songs or singles or anything before you...
Ooh, check out that lingo, float a balloon.
Wow,
I heard that one before.
I like
Did you just make that up just now?
That's what politicians do. They float balloons.
Oh, they float balloons?
Yeah.
We're
anything
drop
like
a bomb.
That?
Drop we, a don't bomb. Right. Oh, we don't have.
We don't. We're gonna drop a balloon.
we're gonna float a man. That's all.
Yeah, I'm sure that I'm
we're
sure
getting to
be...
the potty humor here now, guys. All right.
No. I didn't mean that. No.
Well, you put this penis book in front of us. It's hard to.
I know. It's wild. Look at the part there where they're
pretty intense.
It's totally disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at the part where they rebuild a penis out of somebody's forearm. That's very interesting.
Wow.
No, they do. Find it. Amber 18.
Hi. Hi,
Amber. Hello.
Hello,
you're on with AFI.
I'm like one of your biggest fans.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, I'm 18, and my boyfriend is 30.
Oh.
And, we went to a concert. We've been together for 8 months, and we went to a concert on Saturday night. And we usually only really talk to each other, like, seriously, once a week.
Do you see each other more than that? And refrain from speaking?
No.
Where does he live?
Like, he lives in Dayton.
And he lives in Dayton.
I'm confused. You see him once a week?
Yes. And
that's all that's how often he wants to see you or how often you want to see him? Or I don't understand.
I want to see him more, but, I understand that he's really busy because he has a job and everything.
And some other girlfriends.
Yeah, and some other girlfriends.
Other girlfriends.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So what are you doing, Amber?
Amber, does he tell you that you're his exclusive girlfriend?
He tells me that I'm his favorite.
His favorite, at least, though. It's nice to be number one, though.
That's brutal, Amber. That's brutal. Why are you putting up with this?
Because he tells me that I'm beautiful and that I'm special to him, and that
And nobody else tells you that? Does your parents ever? Do you have anyone in your life that tells you that? That's really sad.
No, my parents are both alcoholics.
Yeah, I'm sure. And this guy is no charmer either. I'm sure.
He's made me feel really good about myself. He's really the first man that I can take my clothes off in front of without turning the lights off.
Well, that's good, but I'm not sure you've chosen the right guy to have that kind of feeling about because...
This is my problem. We went to a Mudvayne concert on Saturday night, the 26th of November, and I haven't seen or talked to him since, and it's now, Thursday? And he hasn't called me, and both his phones have been shut off, and I called his sister in the middle of the week, or last Saturday. And I told her that I haven't talked to him in a week, and I just wanted to know what was going on. And she said that both his numbers have been changed, and he hasn't called me since Saturday.
He's a loser, Amber. Come on, he's a 30-year-old guy dating an 18-year-old. Please, come on. And he's dating a bunch of them, and he's making you, you know, stringing you along with a bunch of platitudes that mean nothing and then treating you like crap and now disappearing. That, to me, this disappearing act is totally consistent with who this guy is. I'm sorry. I'm glad you derived something positive from the relationship. Now, move on. Gentlemen, you agree?
I agree with Drew.
I think
he's a very sage man in this advice.
Thank you. Even Vanessa, 19. Really
proper English, what I just said.
It's good. We knew what you meant. Yeah. Vanessa.
Yeah?
Going on there? You're on with AFI, 1-800-LOVE-191. What's up?
First off, I just want to say I'm a huge fan of AFI.
Thank you, Vanessa.
Thank you.
Okay, I have a problem. Okay, I've been with my boyfriend Pablo for 2 months already. And
Pablo?
Yeah, my boyfriend Pablo. And he wants to have sex, which I have no problem with whatsoever. But he wants to have sex in, like, you know, cemeteries and morgues and stuff like that, and it creeps me out, and I don't know what to do about it.
Don't you always do that?
What?
Don't you always do that? Doesn't everybody do that?
I was going to say, like, that's not that big a deal. Give the guy a break.
But I don't know, because, like, it really, really creeps me out, and I've never done that before, and I'm a virgin, so I don't know.
Oh. No. Here's the answer. No. You're in charge. You're the one that's deciding whether or not you guys are going to have sex. You can also decide where.
Yeah, you shouldn't do anything that creeps you out, right? Yeah.
Pablo kind of rules.
Yeah, Pablo is... Me and Pablo can hang. Ask Pablo. Can I have Pablo's number?
I don't know. Just
Vanessa's like, a little bit of... You know the international rules on bogosity. There's a little bit of a bogus quality to this call. Are you bogus?
Bogosity.
Come on,
you did that because you knew I was going to say something about it, didn't you?
No, it just sounds bogus to me.
Wait, I think she just said yes.
She's totally floating a bogosity balloon on us.
It's a good call. It's a good call, but it's bogus.
No, I'm serious. I'm serious.
All right. Okay. Well, listen again. Back to what I said.
If Pablo has a head in his aquarium.
Huh? I know. Well, we had a call once. Listen to this, gentlemen. You'll appreciate this.
Okay.
We had a guy who called up and said, you know, he doesn't understand why women freak out so much when they find out what he was in jail for. And we said, you mean that you're in jail? No. What I was in jail for? Well, what were you in jail for? Well, I stole a head. He broke into a mausoleum and twisted a head off a lady.
Wow.
And took it home as a decoration for his snake's aquarium.
Wow.
Point, the pivotal point that you decided, I want me a head.
Yeah, that's so
not a human head.
I was thinking of like a decoration for an aquarium.
Oh my God.
Yes, that was him. That was that call.
Did you buy it? You think that was real?
No. Because we talked to him for quite a while.
Wow.
And all of his siblings, you know, his sibling, his mom, everyone was in jail. Dad was nowhere to be found. He'd been beaten. It was a mess. Guy, couldn't you tell by that quality in his voice?
You could hear it.
Spooky, right?
In the words of our Orange County friends, that is gnarly.
And so what Anderson is suggesting, Vanessa, is maybe that was Pablo talking to us.
I don't know. I doubt it because I don't think he's ever called a love line.
No, and never stolen a head either, right?
Yeah.
The head part he did, but he never called a love line.
The head is believable. It's a possibility with Pablo.
For an aquarium.
Yeah.
We had a friend who dug up an old baby.
Oh, my God. Why?
Drugs were involved.
And he hit
it at a punk rock club it's a very well known story.
I have a severed head story, but we can do that at a different time.
Yeah.
Oh no, come on. This is the time.
Okay, this guy that I know was in he's kind of like a homeless punk living in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And he was in this kind of bad part of town, which is not hard to do in New Orleans. And he was at a talking on a phone at like a phone booth, and this guy kind of shambled up, this looked like a bum, kind of older guy. And he had this like paper bag, and he just kind of stopped and was staring at the guy. And my friend was kind of getting freaked out, and he just reached in the bag and pulled out this head, and it was it was all sandy, like he had dug it up at the beach or something. And it's just like this head, and it wasn't like a skull, it was like a, you know, this head of some guy. God. And he just kind of showed it to him and like looked at him and then put it back in and kind of shambled off.
Pablo's everywhere, man.
Yeah, Pablo's tripping that
night. Pablo's on the run.
Pablo and Vanessa. I can't wait to see the wedding invitations. All right. Let's get an AFI question here. This is Adam 15.
Hi, guys.
Hi,
Adam.
Well, AFI, you're my favorite band of all time, and I love you guys a lot.
Thank you.
Hey, Adam. I have a question.
What?
I've never met a girl named Adam.
I've talked to you so many times before when NCR
Ooh,
was on.
Caught.
NCL?
When NFL? My Chemical Romance was on.
MCL, okay.
NCR. Okay. Hold on.
So wait, okay. Are you a girl?
Yeah.
Okay. You did sound very effeminate, not that I sound masculine.
That's a cool name, though. I like that, Adam.
Okay, well, I just wanted to thank you guys so much for saving my life through your music and everything you guys do.
You said that to My Chemical Romance, too.
No, I did not.
Man. Oh, okay.
You just throw that around. You say that to every band.
That's somebody else.
No, this is AFI, the number one and only.
Thank you. Thank you.
Best live show, best music. I can't wait for your guys' new CD.
Thank you so much.
Are you doing okay now, Adam?
Yeah. Rabbits are roadkill. More AFI.
You've been saved by AFI. You're okay. All right.
Ties you over a little bit.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. AFI in the studio. It's Loveline 1-800-LOVE-191. We have a Lisa calling in about whether or not she's had genital warts, even though she's never had sex. That'll be an interesting question. We got more calls for AFI. They're in the studio. Davey Havoc, Jade Puget. They're here tonight taking your calls. We're going to take a little break, and please give us a call. You can talk to these guys, and they'll be right back.
Yep, Loveline will be back.
Glad to hear it.
Loveline will be right back.
That's right, Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. Davey Havoc, Jade Pugic here from AFI. Tell me about this MySpace Records Volume 1. How'd that come about?
How did it come about?
It's an interesting idea, though, right? I mean, are you guys on MySpace?
The band is.
The band is, but you guys as individuals are not.
I'm not.
At least you say you're a 22-year-old male, but...
Yeah, like, I'm not. Yeah, I say I'm 22.
Right.
I put a picture of Fabio up there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. That's it.
So
You're kind of like a black-haired Fabio.
I'm kind of already. Kind of a short, creep black-haired Fabio.
I mean, you wear those blousy white shirts, like, unbuttoned
all
the time.
This is true. I saw Fabio a couple of years ago outside the hotel.
Yeah, I think we were together.
And we drove by and we yelled, Fabio, and he gave us thumbs up.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was great. Remember that, Drew? You were there.
Yeah, of course. Oh, sure. Yeah.
That was when you had long flowing hair like that.
Oh, yeah. You couldn't tell us apart.
Yeah, no, so, it was weird.
What were we talking about? The MySpace record volume one. Is that something you guys, it just came out recently, right?
Yeah, they just asked us to have a song on it, and we happened to have a song. I don't really know how the comp came about, but we said, okay.
I think maybe it was just bands from Ukiah. Yeah, that was it.
I think it
might
be
an amazing comp.
That would be a good comp. You know,
I'd sell tens of copies.
There are other bands. Nick 13 from Tiger Army. We went to high school with him.
Yeah, he's from Ukiah.
He's from Ukiah, and he was in a band with Jade.
I told you.
When AFI was starting, Jade and Nick were in Influence 13.
And hey, there was a band called Choke and Gagger from Ukiah.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Because there was Choke and Gagger. Cloak and Dagger.
No, there's Choke
from
and
Philly.
Oh, there's Choke and Gagger that played at the at the park. I saw them.
That's a bunch better. Oh, yes. We lost the genital wart question. All right, so we'll have to go to AFI questions.
Oh man, that's a bummer.
Jordan 18.
Hi. Hi, I desperately need to find out how to pass a drug test on Saturday.
You're asking the right guy.
Oh,
no, I'm just kidding.
Oh, by the way, AFI, you guys are so ridiculously awesome. Girls Not Grey is the ringtone on my phone.
Oh, that's awesome.
I thought that I would point that out because you guys were one of the few people that I was willing to get ripped off, like $3 to get.
We appreciate it.
Ripped off?
We appreciate it.
You're paying homage to their genius.
Well, I am, but can you honestly say that I'm not getting ripped off by paying $3 to get 10 seconds worth
of... Yeah, that's...
Probably because... I mean, we didn't see any money from that, so that went straight to some fat cats in Washington.
This is true.
Somehow.
This is true. That went straight to...
I'm sorry. I tried to fight the power, but...
Yeah. No, you're right. Oh, no, I appreciate that that it was worth your...
So what's the drug?
I don't know if it was worth it or not.
Okay, so I got this job that I really, 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 really want to get, and unfortunately the worst part of it is that I'm kind of getting it through, like, a family friend connection, so if I don't pass my drug test, my parents are going to find out, and then I'm totally, totally screwed.
It's pot.
But the only thing that would show up on it is just some weed. But
what wouldn't show up on it?
Pardon?
What did you do that wouldn't show up on it?
Oh, I'm not saying that I did do anything that wouldn't show up on it. The only thing I do is smoke weed.
Okay.
When was the last time you smoked?
Last night. Nice. I just found out that I was going to be tested today. And, like literally about 2 hours ago. So I've drank like 19 glasses of water and brewed an entire pot of coffee because I heard that it was good to drink diuretics.
Okay, here's you gotta take the coffee grounds and mix it with cream, like thick heavy cream from a cow. Mix it up, kind of grind it up, and then throw rye in there, and then drink about like a gallon of that, and you'll be fine.
Like actually drink the coffee grounds?
No, I'm totally kidding.
You just need to get you need to get a vial of someone else's pee and strap it to your leg.
Yeah.
I've never been drug tested.
That's the old school method.
And I have no idea how it works if I have to go into the special drug test room or if there's going to be a panel of people.
Exactly. Here's the deal. Well, I do these things all the time. So, first of all, when was the? Are you a daily pot smoker?
Yeah.
For the most part. All right. So, first thing you don't want to do is make sure you don't lose any weight or exercise excessively for the next couple of days. I'm not telling you.
I wouldn't have to worry about me exercising.
Yeah, well, you're not going to be stuck on the couch high for the next couple of days. I hope you're going to have enough.
Oh hell no! I'm like freaking out about this. That will not.
You could go into marijuana withdrawal could be pretty unpleasant too. You could pop into withdrawal next few days. But anyway, let's assume you're taking the test. Yeah, they actually have fake penises and things with bladders and stuff.
Yeah, they had it on Reno 911. They have like black
crazy. Yeah, they have all different colors to match your skin. It's the craziest damn thing. But you should know that we look for the temperature of the urine. We look for certain things about the pH. And if it looks like you've been adulterating it, that means it's positive.
Yeah, I've been reading stuff on the internet about try to get a friend's urine, but make sure you microwave it to 97 degrees or something like that.
Wow.
And I don't really want to carry around a pouch of my friend's microwaved urine.
Let's just see what happens. You're going to be, 4 days sober at that point? And why don't you try to cut down on the pot for a while after that, huh? Let it be the beginning of something new.
Well, but in the meantime, are any of those products that are all over the internet and pass your drug test 100% and you will be clear for 5 hours after you drink this stuff, does that work? And
People are so good at figuring out ways of goofing around with their urine that some of them might be. But mostly, those of us that have to do the screening on people, we kind of catch on to it pretty quick. So most of it is detectable. And again, the evidence that you've been adulterating it makes it a positive test.
Okay. And then what about in the meantime? I mean, certain things that I shouldn't eat or should
just
drink?
Just eat well, lots of fluids, and you should be okay. For the most part.
Stay away from the pot brownies.
Yeah, pot brownies, no good. For the most part, 3 or 4 days, a lot of people, you can stay in your urine up to 2 weeks, but for the most part, 3 or 4 days, it can often clear. So you may get lucky. Okay,
so just drink a ridiculous amount of water
and eat well, and yes, just eat well.
Hey, stay off the
grass. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, why not? Come on. Let's do something good for yourself. Jennifer, 21.
Let's be honest.
Jennifer? Caller who goes by Jennifer? There she is.
Jennifer.
Hello?
What's up? You're on with AFI.
I am?
You are.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I didn't want that.
Well, wake up, Jennifer.
I hate them.
Wake up. Wake up.
Sorry, I was just making a drink. I am in a mentally and verbally abusive relationship.
Yeah.
And I have been for 3 years. And it's gotten to a point where, my responses to him have been conditioned
Shut up!
Well, what's the question, Jennifer?
That's cold.
Well, he's controlling, and he's like putting limits on what I can do and I can't do with my life. And, you know, I've been in this for 3 years, and I'm young. You know, I'm 21.
Right. How old is he?
He's 23.
Okay. The power and control is not a relationship. It's an exploitation. It's not, you know, power and control can feel satisfying. It can feel safe. It can feel a lot of things to you if you're used to those kinds of relationships growing up. But the fact is they're abusive, they're exploitative, and they cause a crazy kind of bond. It tightens the bond of that person, this abuse and power and control stuff. You have to break that cycle and get out of there. You must leave this, cut it off cold. Just get ready, because this is not going to get better. It's going to get worse. These things don't get better unless both of you are actively engaged in a lot of treatment. And you know, you read stories about what can happen in these relationships, right, Jennifer?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I used to watch talk shows when I was 16, and they said, you know, the women would say, well, because I love him. And right. I always said, well, I wouldn't be one of those women. But
right. Here you are.
I'm young, and I've been in this relationship for 3 years, and I honestly, I don't see how it would be that easy for me to just, you know,
It's not easy. But you're going to get some support, get some friends around you, maybe get a therapist, give you enough of a foundation of support to go and make this move, because this is not going to get better. This is not going to get better.
Why is he like this?
Maybe he was beaten as a child, or maybe he, who knows? He's got his own psychological reasons for why he is this way. Usually women that seek this out usually go for sort of powerful men that sort of maneuver with power and control as a way of sort of maintaining the relationship, and it makes you feel loved and safe, because God knows maybe that's what you didn't have growing up, or maybe you had too much of the same thing. But it always devolves into really horrible situations. You've got to do something about this, and you really can't, just like any other addiction, you can't do it by yourself. You need support, you need people around you, and you need to make these, you know, you need to go cold turkey on this one.
Yeah, okay? Well, can I tell you about something else?
Maybe.
Well, we had a conversation tonight, and we're kind of in a long distance relationship, and I'm going to school, and what he does for his career, he needs to be where he is, and he can't, if he wasn't there, he wouldn't have his career. And so I'm committed to my school, and I've signed up for next semester, and I have to be there. And there's a lot of benefits for me being there. And he says he thinks I'm full of BS because I can't move up there and go to school. And I work in a restaurant as a server.
Where are you going with this, Jennifer? What's the deal? Get out of this relationship. Run. What are you talking about?
You have the perfect situation anyway to get out of it. I mean, distance is going to be the most easy way to separate the ties.
Listen to that. That thinking is all disturbed too. You know, well, there's something, it's very extenuating here, I got to tell you. I'm committed to my schoolwork, but he thinks I ought to be schooled somewhere else. Okay? It's like, what? It's perfect.
He sucks.
He's not the boss of you.
He's not the boss of you. Exactly.
He's far away. He's far away. It's perfect. You have no troubles changing your phone number. Dan, 17. Moving too, by the way. Because he'll try to find you. Dan, you're on with AFI.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. Thank you guys so much for everything you guys have done.
You're welcome, Dan.
Anyway, I was wondering, like, this giant puzzle that you guys have created with all the videos and, like, the French puzzles and everything.
No.
Is that something you guys are able to talk about?
I'm not French.
Wouldn't recommend it.
Je suis problemus.
I guess I'll put him on hold. Anything, guys, or just no? Move on.
Yeah, no comment.
Yeah,
no comment.
No comment.
Okay, Deb 22.
Thank
you. Yeah, hi.
Hi, Deb.
What's up, Deb?
I have kind of a weird obsession with homosexual men. It's something that I mean, it's something I kind of have to fantasize about to get off.
Do you imagine men having sex with men?
Yeah.
Interesting. Are you sexually active with... Oh, really? Tell her about it.
No.
No, not really.
Wait,
okay.
Never mind. I mean, oh, God.
Deb, are your relationships otherwise okay?
Not really. I kind of have a bunch of problems with being intimate with people, not necessarily sexually, but being close and things like that.
How come?
I don't know.
Give us a hint. We don't know you. What do you think it might be?
Well, my dad's kind of an a-hole.
Okay. Where's my bourbon?
That might have something to do with it.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. I guess I'm afraid of men in general.
And do you, when you sort of see men with men, does it feel like a sort of, this is back to sort of power and control stuff. Do you think, do you feel like they're aggressing against each other?
No.
Maybe it's like they're more effeminate, so they're less threatening.
Safety thing.
So. There's always a safety factor there because you know you can't be with them. You know you're never going to be able to be in love with somebody who will never reciprocate that. So that's kind of a safe place to go. But it sounds like you have a relationship with men, but then fantasize just purely from a sexual standpoint about the man-on-man sex, right?
Yeah. And it's like even when I'm being intimate with somebody, I kind of have to think about that even if I'm kind of imagining myself as a guy.
So you're with a guy and you're envisioning maybe him being with another guy or just two other guys partying?
It doesn't matter. Just anything, really. Just not a man and woman thing.
Do you have any sexual identity issues? Do you ever feel like, and when you're growing up, people tell you, your dad or something, you should have been a boy?
No.
Nothing like that. Okay. All right, well, enjoy. Is it hurting anything?
Well, it's just kind of freakish and weird. I mean, I don't know.
I really think it's just a way to keep you out of intimate relationships. It has some specific meaning for you. I don't know what that would be, and you aren't helping us figure that out. But, it just keeps you away from the intimacy. If you're just out there imagining something totally different than what you're involved with, it allows you to feel sexual. Let's hear a song.
Okay.
Yes?
Okay. Yes,
how about tell them about, why don't you introduce Rabbits Are Roadkill?
You want like a straight up like, this is
however
Davey Jade introduction? Okay,
we
can do those. We're used to doing that. Hi, this is Davey Havoc from AFI.
Are we doing a radio liner right now?
Tell us.
No, we can do it. Watch how good we do the radio liners. Ready?
All right, go.
Hi, this is Davey Havoc from AFI.
This is Jade Puget.
And you are listening to our new song on the MySpace compilation called, go.
What's it called?
Rabbits Are Roadkill on Route 37. K-Rock.
That's AF. By my back here. AFI, everybody.
Too kind.
That's right. Davey Havoc, Jane Puget. 1-800-LOVE-191. Give us a call and talk to these guys. We'll be right back after this brief set of commercials.
Loveline.
We'll be right back.
AFI in the studio, Davey Havoc, Jade Pugic, 1-800-LOVE-191. Should we go
and
right
Dr.
to the phone?
Drew. And Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew in the South.
Hey, Drew, are you putting a K on the end of my last name?
You know, I kind of said something weird, didn't I? I said Pugic.
You made it into some kind of like weird Polish thing. Pugic. That's cool.
Sorry about that. I just tripped. Ashley, 21, what's going on?
Hi. I had my first boyfriend recently. We broke up at the beginning of this year, and I went on a rampage and hooked up with, like, 8 guys in the first 4 months after we broke up.
Good times.
And then after that, I just kind of stopped. I started masturbating for the first time, and with all
also
of the
good
guys,
times.
I had never gotten off, ever. And when I started to, like, get myself off, I lost desire to hook up with anyone. So I haven't had sex since then, and I'm just wondering if you think it's a phase or if there's something wrong with me now and I should get help or... What?
Gentlemen?
It's better than hooking up with 8 guys in 4 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Try imagining 2 gay guys when you're masturbating.
Absolutely.
See, yeah, go ahead.
Eventually,
guys.
You know, I go through those periods and then I can't turn myself on anymore and I just lose it. Then I start to just kind of bore myself. So,
really?
Yeah, I just get really bored. I'm just like,
so you go back out on a rampage?
Yeah, so then I start rampaging again.
Remember that video game, Rampage?
Ashley, how did this relationship end? Was it bad?
Well, I was really in love with him, and he just kind of ended it. He wasn't into it as much as I was. So I was really heartbroken, and that was my way of just kind of like...
Dealing with it.
Yeah, I kind of wanted him to know about it and know that I was over him when I really wasn't. So, but I mean, we're still friends. It wasn't traumatizing or anything.
Yeah, he's like, she's a tramp now. I wish I had her back.
So you were rampaging at him?
Kind of. And I mean, it wasn't fulfilling for me. Like, I don't really regret it, but it wasn't something that I'm, like, proud of, you know?
All right, so that's okay. You did it. It was sort of your way of coping with things. And
yeah.
You were acting out. Yes, there was something wrong with you at that time. You were depressed. You were grief-stricken. You were sort of traumatized by all this.
Right.
And you've come out of it sort of with more knowledge about yourself, and here you are on the other side doing okay. So kind of start dating again and find a relationship. Don't go rampaging.
The thing is, though, I can't bring myself to even want to be with a guy now. So I don't know.
I think that'll settle down with time. I really do. You've gone from one extreme to the other. You've gone from rampaging as a way of dealing with this. It's a shutting down. Is there anything else we should know about you? Any trauma in your child when you were a child or anything? Anything that would be sort of resurfacing now?
Not really. I mean, I don't talk to either of my parents, but that's something
How come?
My mom kicked me out when I was 17. So
why?
She thought I was doing drugs and having sex when I lost my virginity when I was 20. But she just thought I was doing a lot of stuff that I wasn't, because I would go out and go to, like, shows and go to Hollywood all the time. And she was assuming I was doing a lot of stuff that I wasn't doing.
And what was your dad?
They got divorced when I was, like, 15. And ever since then, I didn't talk to him. And then recently he got sick. So we kind of mended our relationship, but it's still kind of rocky.
What kind of illness does he have?
He got cancer.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay, so this could all be somewhat of a continuation of the misery around the divorce, really. That was only a few years ago, and your boyfriend was a way of sort of finding refuge from that. He was sort of your family at that point. Then
he really was. Him and his friends were definitely like my family.
So. Yeah, and he dumps you, and boy, you're S out of luck. I mean, you're just adrift. And yes, you sort of regress and go into primitive means to try to regulate at that point. Sex and drugs are ways that people do that. Mm-hmm. Now you sort of landed again. Of course, you're fearful of intimacy because the fear is that you'll lose somebody again. But I think, Ashley, with time, if another year from now you still haven't established a relationship, then I definitely look into it. But a few more months or even weeks of just feeling shut down, that's adaptive, I think. I think that's okay. All right?
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Good luck.
All right.
Guys, what do you think? That was good?
And yeah. Then I call her a tramp. I'm such a jerk.
No, it's okay.
I told her that, Karen.
People love you. People love AFI. You call her a tramp. She still loves your music.
She was okay. She said she had no regrets.
I ruined her recovery.
Right. Davey Havoc, Jade Puget, AFI, to say it right that time. 1-800-LOVE-191. We're going to hear some more from probably from Sing the Sorrow when we come back in the next hour. And it's time for yet another break. We'll be right back. Right, Love Line, 1-800-LOVE-191. Joining me tonight in studio, a couple of Ukiah natives.
Yes.
They hung out with Jim Jones, Charles Manson, fixed their fences.
You love that Ukiah angle.
Uncle, you should come.
You want to come to Ukiah? My parents are still there.
Moonies are still there. Your uncle kicked with Jim Jones. I'd like to talk to him. It's awesome.
My parents aren't Moonies.
Jim Jones is dead, I believe.
Oh, that's right. Well, yeah. But your uncle isn't. Your uncle that kicked with him,
Nah, yeah, he's there. He'll smoke you out.
Davey Havoc, Jade Pugic, AFI, Sing the Sorrow is the new album. And we just heard in the last hour, Rabbits Are Roadkill on Route 37. Let's go to the calls. This is Lisa 16. Lisa?
Oh, hi.
Ooh, what's up, Lisa?
I'm nervous.
Deep breaths.
I have these sores, and they're like really gross, and they start like passing out eventually, and I don't know what they are. And
where are they?
They're just like these little sores on my vagina, and
are they on the skin part?
Like I don't know.
Like in the pubic area, in the skin area.
Like on top. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, look. All right. Oh my goodness, Lisa. She paints an eloquent picture. I'm gonna say. Images are clear in my mind.
The imagery is wonderful.
Things that pus, you know, that come are zit-like that pus are usually infected hair follicles or Bartholin glands. They're not STDs. They're things that. Here's my thing, Lisa. Go see a doctor. Get it properly treated. Hot baths will help it in the meantime, but it may need some antibiotics. Sometimes these things even need to be drained. Sam, 21.
Hey, what's up, guys? I never thought I'd get through.
Here you are.
Hey, Sam.
What's up, AFI, man?
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey, Davey, man. I just want to let you know, man, your music and your lyrics helped me through my teenage years in a really big way.
Oh, thanks, Sam. Thank you very much. It means a lot.
Really?
You know,
really,
you guys actually, AFI gets a lot of that. What do you think? Do you intend that when you guys write songs, or do you think what would have helped me, anything like that?
It's really, really, really flattering to hear that, and it means a lot. I mean, I don't know what to say. I think it's a result of kind of the honesty. I don't know.
But is it intentional in the sense that you write stuff that, you know, you obviously it's very personal, but would it have inspired you when you were younger? Do you think about those sorts of times in your life? Is it from that?
It's not quite that for me. I just kind of write what I feel. It's very you know, it's very first person, and it's very kind of megalomaniacal, Jade. Did I say that right?
Yes.
In that respect, in that it's
so basically,
it's just,
Sam,
it's just my feelings. So
Davey gets to act out his narcissism, and you
derive
something. Yeah, exactly.
It's the records that meant the most to me when I was younger were those honest speaking records, those records where you could you know, really sense that the people were speaking from their hearts and you know,
exactly
what they believed.
I think you're
in.
A really great writer, anyways.
I appreciate that. Thank
I
you.
I want to know, what kind of music do you guys listen to nowadays? Like, what are your influences now?
I don't know. Let's see. In my car stereo right now, I have the Catherine Wheel.
Oh my God! Those guys used to come up years ago.
I got the Catherine Wheel in there.
Wheels, were they Scottish or something? Weren't they?
Were they Scottish?
They were. Or where were they from?
Ukiah.
They weren't British.
Ukiah. I think they're from Ukiah. Yeah.
They were from Ukiah. As was the other. I have Madonna in there, and she was from Bakersfield.
Definitely Fresno, I believe.
Fresno. I got Autolux. Wow. Autolux and Praga Con and Iris Praga Con.
That's like a second rate Shaka Con.
It's similar.
Okay.
That's what I'm listening to. What are you listening to?
And also, Jade, I wanted to say you're an awesome guitar player.
Thank you.
You deserve all the credit.
Thank you.
What's up, Sam?
This was originally going to be a prank call, but I figured.
Oh, good. All right. Fair enough.
How was it going to go, though? Wait, Sam, how's it going to go?
I was going to give you guys this elaborate story about how I got my girlfriend pregnant and I left her and everything, but...
Oh, wow.
Anyways, I just want to tell Drew, you've just been...
Yeah, well done.
Thanks, Sam.
This is Amanda, 17.
Hi,
Hey, Amanda, what's up?
This question's for Davey.
Okay.
It's about a movie you did, Where's Your Messiah thing. I don't know the name of it.
Oh, Live Freaky, Die Freaky?
Yes, what happened to it?
It actually came out, I was just one of the many voices of many puppets that were in the movie, and I say that literally. It's a movie, it's an animated movie, and there are puppets in it.
Can you buy it?
I think you can buy it soon. Yes, I think I saw something on Amazon and it was in the children's section. John Roker, who made the movie, is an amazing guy, forwarded me a link, and it's in the children's section in Amazon. It should not at all be in the children's section. it really should not be. It's a musical commentary on organized religion through making a musical out of the story of the Manson family.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's like, it's a la Brothers Quaid, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Mad Monster Party. It's that type of animation.
Interesting. Marcus, 16.
Hey, what's up, AFI?
Hey. How you doing, Marcus?
Hey, I'm doing good. I was just wondering about your new album. Like, is there any guest vocals in there at all?
Someone already asked that, Marcus.
Yeah.
Oh, how are you, man?
Earlier. Sorry about that.
Who would you like to hear on our album, and I'll tell you if they're on there.
Actually, Nick 13, you guys really inspired me to listen to Tiger Army.
Good stuff.
I went to their show when they came here to Portland. They were at the Loveland Theater.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they were a really good band. And I was hoping you'd come in and play True Romance or something.
That we would come in and play True Romance?
No, like you would, Davey. You like
come
me?
Sing
it. Yeah.
In Portland?
Yeah.
I was there, but I was busy at a conference.
Oh.
Nick 13's on our record, so
yes,
he's singing on
it
a bunch.
Awesome.
Yes, he is.
Yep.
You said he was on every song, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Every song? Oh, it's time.
Yeah.
Oh, well, are you guys coming to Portland on your tour?
Yeah, we will for sure.
For sure,
next year.
Sweet, dude. All right, well, you guys really inspired me to start playing guitar and stuff, and yeah, I love your music and everything, man. Well, it's good
stuff.
Thank you.
Right, sweet. Thank you.
Sweet. Okay, this is Taylor 20.
Hi, Dr. Drew. Hi.
Hi, Taylor.
I've been with my boyfriend for about a year now, and for the most part, the relationship's, like, really good. We've only argued about one thing, and it's my male friend. And my male friend and I have been friends for 4 years now, and he's the first and only person I've ever been intimate with besides my boyfriend now.
Ooh.
My boyfriend doesn't want me to talk to him.
Yeah.
And I'm really having, like, difficulties with this because, like, I don't want to give up or lose a friendship. But I don't want to, like, ruin my relationship with my boyfriend. And I was wondering if you have any suggestions on how I can help my boyfriend cope or understand the friendship better.
Give us a little more details on the friendship. When did you sleep with him? How did that go down? What's the deal here?
I met him when I was 16 and he was 19, and we dated for a while, and, like, nothing ever happened because my mom told him she'd send him to jail if he ever touched me. So later on, like, we continued our friendship, and when I was 18, we ended up sleeping together.
And how old are you now?
I'm 20 now. So he moved away to Vegas to go to school, and, like, pretty much, like, there was no relationship options, but we seem to have, like, a really good friendship now, and for the most part, that's what it is.
For the most part?
Well, yeah, what does that mean?
Well, I know that he wants to be with me, but he understands that I'm in a relationship and he wants a friendship with me, too.
That's freaking your boyfriend out.
That's not cool.
That never works.
No, the guy totally wants to be with you, and the only reason that you weren't in a relationship with him was because you had to separate for college, and now he's back, and he's in the mix, and he's trying to work his way in.
If you're the boyfriend, if you're the boyfriend, do you really want your girlfriend hanging out with some guy that you know wants to be with her and get with her and is, like, sexually attracted?
He doesn't know that my
Yeah, he does. Yes, he does.
He's just assuming that, and he's assuming right.
He's assuming right because it's a guy.
Okay. He's always want that.
Yes.
As far as I'm concerned, I still want to be friends with him.
Well, Taylor, you...
It's like
you,
I can't have my cake and eat it, too.
That's right.
That's correct. You can't.
There's, like, no way to, like, fix this at all.
Okay, well, here's the thing, though. I mean, if you really care about your boyfriend and you know that the guy who you want to be friends with is trying to get in your pants, and you know that your boyfriend knows that, I mean, don't you think that's hurting him?
Well, I understand that point of view. Like, I completely get it, like... I don't have a problem with him, like, having, like, female friends or anything like that. Like, I'm a really trusting person. But I don't.
Taylor, you're in outer space. I'm sorry. Oh, you don't understand. you really don't.
Dude, she's not feeling us, Drew.
No, I know. I'm sorry.
Taylor, your boyfriend's wrong. You know, he just needs to lighten up. And it's totally okay for you to be in friends with your ex-lover who still has feelings for you.
Right. Hey, let's put it this way. He's flirting around and hanging out with a girl that he has had sex with. She's dying to have sex with him. Hangs out only because she wants to consummate this relationship. He just wants to be a friend. He just wants the friendship.
Yeah, he just wants to be a friend.
Stop. Come on. And it says here you want to marry your current boyfriend. Don't do that. You're not ready. My God, you're playing games here. What are you talking about?
Let's just be honest.
I'm not saying you can't have a male friend. I'm saying this male friend is not a friend. This is a bullpen. This is keeping somebody around just in case it doesn't work out with your boyfriend.
On tap is what we call it in the industry.
Yes. Sorry,
okay,
Taylor.
Well,
sorry about that. Not that you should be able to have friends, but this guy is maybe not the guy for right now. Anyway.
I mean, unless you want to be with that guy.
Yeah. Don't get married. Don't get married. Don't get married. Monique, 21. Monique, caller goes by Monique.
Hello.
Yep. What's up?
This is Ashley.
All right, Ashley, you're on with AFI. It says Monique up here.
Like Mo not.
Come on, Ashley, what's going on?
Am I able to go on with AFI?
You're Ashley, on with AFI. Right
what?
Hello, Ashley. This is Davey. This is Jade over here right in front of me. There's a guy rubbing a cow on the screen up there. What you got?
I just want to say that I'm, like, totally in love with you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Like, oh, my gosh. I'm so,
Would you like to hear an AFI song?
Sure.
What song should we play?
How about...
Okay.
Do you want to hear the Leaving Song Part 2?
Sure.
Okay.
Love you guys. All right.
Thank you.
Just a little nudge.
Okay, in a second we'll do that. But first I want to hear take quick calls. This is Simba 16.
Oh, hi. See, I was going out... I kind of have two questions.
Yeah?
See, I was going out with this guy, and I had known him for a while. When we started going out, he started talking about, like, these things he'd been doing, like sacrificing animals for these demons he worshipped, and at first I thought it was just a joke.
Marry him. Immediately.
But it got to the point where he's...
Pablo!
Pablo! Pablo gets around.
But, like, I'm vegetarian, and he knew I was, and I told him that I would not be in a relationship with someone who did that kind of stuff. But he has sort of now become friends with every single one of my friends. And I don't want to lose my friendships because I'm really close to these people, but I don't kind of want to make a big deal out of it, and I'm not sure what to do.
So your only concern about the... You didn't care that he's worshipping demons. You just don't want him hurting animals?
Yeah.
I kind of... Worshipping demons is all good compared to killing an animal.
But she's converting to Santeria. Don't worry. Don't worry.
Okay.
Well, I don't believe in demons. I don't think they exist.
Imagine that. Boy, you are a sensible girl.
Okay.
Because, see, I found out he'd been doing acid...
Uh-huh.
That's a shock. Rules.
And I'm straight edge, and cool. I don't approve of that.
Yeah.
And so he's friends with all of my friends, and I don't know what to do because he's, like, there all the time.
Wait, so...
Why are you with him? Wait,
you're still with him?
No, I'm not. I broke it off. Like, we've been friends for a few months, and then he asked me out, and I said fine, and we were going out, and then, like, it got to the point where I actually believe him, and... So I told him that it wasn't going to work out, and he got, like, really upset about it.
So does he make it hard for you when you're trying to hang out with your friends, or?
Well, he started hanging out with my friends that he never used to hang out with before.
Okay. So hang out with your friends still, though. So everybody hang out together.
But he worships demons.
Right. He's settled being your friend.
On acid.
Yeah. He's your friend on acid. Let him just be your friend. Just don't worry about it. Just stop dating him, and that's fine.
Recommend to him a band called Crash Worship, though. He'll like that band.
Crash Worship?
No, yeah, he listens to really bad music.
Okay, well, turn him on to Crash Worship. It'll turn him around. I'm telling you, someone who kills animals and worships demons and, like, and drops
it's just that, because he's a really, like, bad person.
we're getting that.
No, he talks to inanimate objects.
That's because of all the acid he's been dropping.
Right, he's
from Ukiah.
This guy might be from Ukiah.
Yeah.
Well, is there a lot of acid in Ukiah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right, here's Maria, 27. Maria?
Oh, hi, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Hey. I don't know how to put things into words to say, but anything but thank you to you guys, AFI, your music rocks.
Thank you.
Okay.
Dr. Drew, I got a question for you.
Yes?
I've been married, I don't know, almost 6 years. We've been together about 7 years, and I have, like, no sex life.
No sex life or no sex drive?
No sex life. Oh, I have a drive.
Uh-huh.
But I want to know, is there something that I can do maybe to get my husband to be more, I don't know, intimate with me?
What is it you're doing and what is it you'd like to do?
What is it we're doing? Absolutely
how often?
Nothing.
How often?
Zero.
Okay.
You know, like Cosmo, time? You know, they have all those
well,
like articles.
Well, you see, I have two children too, which I understand. Ooh. You know, kind of a.
Well, tell me more. Give us more information. When was the last time you had a baby?
Oh, my son, my youngest is four.
Okay,
years.
And when was the last time you had sex with your husband?
About a month ago.
Okay, so you're down to once a month. Is that right?
Yeah.
And what does he say the reason is?
There's no reason.
Do you talk to him about it?
Yeah, he's always.
What does he say?
Okay, it's funny. Okay, he's got the headache.
Yeah, he's tired. He's tired. Yeah, is he on medication?
No, he works 12 hours. He works long shifts, but that's only half the week.
Well, you've got to listen. There's a million things could be going on here, Maria. But you got to find out. You got to ask him, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to sit him down very seriously and say, look. I miss this. I really enjoyed this. We had this. It's an important part of a relationship. What can we do to get it back? Very simple. Don't blame him. Don't make him feel. You know, men turn and run when they feel like they're sort of not up to the task of keeping their wife happy. It's like it freaks them out. So just say, look. I talk about it in terms of missing it and how do we solve this? And if he's not willing to discuss it, then you got to get a couples therapist because there's something very, very wrong then. And it may be with him. Maybe something biological is going on with him. I mean, he deserves that evaluation. But this needs to be sorted out and fixed, okay?
Right, okay.
All right, good luck.
Thanks.
All right. This now is for Hunter. Danny, is Hunter here?
No, Hunter's not here. Okay. We could pretend, though.
Okay. Well, Danny has a question about him or for him or whatever. Let's see. You're on with Davey and Jade, though, Danny.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's hey, up? Danny.
I know Hunter was running or owns Checkmate Records.
Yes.
Is he going to be releasing any bands on that? Because it hasn't been doing much lately.
Okay, I don't think it exists anymore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I know it existed for
years.
7-inch a long time ago. And
yeah. I'm pretty sure he told me that it's over.
Okay.
I hope I'm right, because he might be like about
Checkmate
to release it.
On that record.
That would explain why they haven't put anything out recently. Annalise, 17.
Hey, what a dream come true, talking to my three favorite people.
All right.
Woo, yes.
Come on down to the studio.
Yeah. Dr. Drew, I love you. Red Cracked. Loved it. You're like my daddy. AFI, man. I know you hear it a lot, but you guys are my favorite band. I'm obsessed. Even my
Thank
best
you.
Friend's little brother loves you guys. And he's
I
only
like your
three.
Sister.
He's three.
Oh, he's three.
He's three, and he's obsessed with you guys. He's like, he'll sit there and point at like the poster and be like, "That's Davey, and that's Jade, and that's Hunter, and Adam," and
that's
he'll
cute.
Jump off the bed, and it's just adorable.
That kid's gonna turn out just fine.
He's gonna be great.
He's gonna be a good one.
Oh, I can't
one.
Wait to see him as a teenager. I can't.
Let me be on acid, worshiping demons,
killing squirrels.
Killing cats.
Oh, yeah, we thought about that. We get kind of scared, but we're like, nah, man.
No, no, we don't do the acid and kill the squirrels.
Nah.
That's Pablo.
Good, that's Pablo.
Oh, yeah, it's Pablo. I actually ditched doing my homework because I was trying to call in so much. I'm so surprised I'm talking to you guys. It's like a dream come true. I love you guys.
Well, here's your big chance, Annalise. Let's get to it. What's going on?
Okay. My question is, when Sing the Sorrow came out, there was that whole internet, like, conspiracy thing that there was, like, hidden meanings and all of that.
Is this that puzzle thing again?
Yeah, that whole, like, thing. And I was wondering if Rabbits or Roadkill, your new single, was, like, a part of that. And
it was very, very nice hearing from you this evening.
Oh, okay. Annalise, ask him something. You love these guys. Ask something else. Come on. Tell them how you love them.
I don't think they...
Dude, I'm going to get like an AFI tattoo when I turn 18. I love you guys.
What are you going to
so
get? What are you going to get?
The Nephilim, for sure. Cool. I love that.
My dad has the Nephilim tattoo.
We were in Mexico City.
Wait, what is that?
It's like this bat-looking thing.
It's kind of a demon little wingy.
It's like a demon on acid.
Bat.
But we were in Mexico City and we were doing a signing and this girl came through the line and she was like probably like 15 or 16 and she had it tattooed on her neck.
Oh, yeah. Had the Nephilim on her neck. Yeah.
It's a beautiful
it's
thing.
True. It's nice. Yeah. It is. That's cool. Thanks a lot. That's. It is actually quite an honor whenever we see anybody with our tattoos, which we see a lot, and it's you know, it's such a commitment and it's such loyalty. We really recognize it and appreciate it.
Yeah, I love you guys. So.
Thank all right,
you.
Annalise,
see you guys at the show.
Okay, go okay, to your home. You go to your homework.
I am right
stay
now.
Stay off the grass.
Okay, bye.
Here's Amanda 19.
Hi. First off, I want to say hi. If I
hi Amanda.
Hello. I have these sores. They're like okay, it's like a knot, and it's not actually in my vaginal area. It's on. I get them on the side of my thighs and under my arms, and I've gone to the doctors for them, and they've tested them, and all they tell me is they're not cancerous.
Right. They're basically sort of infected cysts.
Is that what? Because I can like yeah. they get pussy and oozy and stuff like
right.
that.
Right. It's good times.
Oh yeah.
Sometimes a prolonged course of antibiotics orally helps with that sort of thing. So you might even want to talk to a dermatologist about that. And definitely a dermatologist should be treating it. Okay, this is Sarah, 16.
Hello.
Hi, Sarah.
Yes.
What's up? You're on the air.
I am.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are, Sarah.
Are you serious?
You're on with AFI.
That's amazing.
Please don't kill me.
It was bogus.
Yes.
All right. Good. Thank you for telling us. I could tell just by the way it was shaped.
I tried to think of something outrageous that I thought maybe I could.
Why don't you tell AFI?
I want to hear what it was. I'm drawing a squirrel.
I told him that I had an orgy addiction and I needed help. I didn't know how to get it.
Oh, me too.
By the way, I think that's the first time we've had that question. So there
really?
Yeah.
That is outrageous.
I have never seen or been to an orgy ever.
Neither have I.
See?
Did you call yourself a rock star?
I've never heard of an orgy.
Of course, I'm sure you hear this all the time, but I love you guys.
Thank
Your
you.
Music
thank
you. Has just changed my life. I'm a part of the Despair faction, of course.
Oh, thank you.
Awesome.
And, yeah, I just wanted to tell you I love you guys. And come thank back so to Memphis.
To Memphis?
Yes. Oh, we had a good show there.
We did.
I am dying to see you again.
Every time we go to Memphis, I think of the Stray Cat song. Are you familiar with the Stray Cat song, 18 Miles to Memphis?
I didn't think so. Moving along.
It's okay, though.
But Sarah, thank you for coming clean, and thank you for supporting the band. All right, we're going to take another break. The phone number here is 1-800-LOVE-191. And after the next break, we're going to hear yet another AFI song. In the meantime, we're here with Davey Havoc and Jade Puget. I'm Dr. Drew, and we'll be right back.
Loveline will be right back.
Loveline will be right back. All right, it's Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. Jade has left the studio, right, Davey?
We're alone. We're alone now, Drew.
What's the matter with Jade?
Jade had to stop. He's a little sick. He saw the animals I was sacrificing in here to demons, and it kind of set his stomach.
That bugged him a little bit. All right, so you and I will tackle the calls, right?
We got it covered.
All right, here we go. This is Jenny, 21.
Hi.
Hey, Jenny, what's up?
Hi, Jenny.
Well, I seem to, chase sex around a lot. But
what do you mean? What do you mean by that?
Well, I have a couple friends who are just friends for sex, and I've also got a boyfriend. And I don't know what's wrong, but I really hate sex. I don't get any enjoyment out of it at all. But I still want it.
And yet, you look for it.
Yeah.
Drew. Well, yeah. I mean, usually that's usually sexual compulsion, sexual addiction. Were you sexually abused as a kid?
Several times.
Yeah, and that's usually where that comes from. Basically, what happens is there's something extraordinary about the human being where when something terrorizing happens to you as a child, that becomes a source of sort of drive in your adult and young adult life, drive to repeat the same thing over and over again. And when you put sort of an erotic drive behind it, sex, these things that, you know, were terrorizing a child become very alluring after puberty, so now you start craving it chronically, and yet it's really a reenactment of a traumatic experience, and so it feels awful.
I like those deep masochists, right?
Well, I would think that I wouldn't want sex anymore.
Right, but this is what's strange about the human. We become driven to repeat the thing that we found so awful when we were a child. It doesn't make sense, right? You can't make sense. It's not rational what you're doing, but it's what happens when people are sexually abused. So, Jenny, you're a trauma survivor. Let's get some treatment for that so you can actually have a real relationship and not be chasing this old repetition compulsion over and over again.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah, it does. Actually, it does kind of.
And if you really, and if you don't want to go get an individual therapist, SA, you know, Sex Addicts, SLA, Sex Addicts Anonymous, Sex and Love Addicts Anonymous, these are all excellent programs, and you would find people with your story there, a lot of people with the exact same situation as you, give you support and sort of help you sort through what this is all about. Well, now that Jade is gone, we have a couple calls for Davey.
Okay.
Desiree?
Hi.
What's up?
Hi, Desiree.
Hi. Actually, I understand you're a vegan.
I am a vegan.
Yes, actually, well, I've been a selective vegetarian for, like, the last 10 years, and actually been a full-on vegetarian for, like, I don't know, 6 months now.
That's great.
And I understand vegan is without, like, all dairy products, no yogurt, no cheese.
Yeah, we don't consume any animal products whatsoever. Whether that means cheese, milk, butter, whey.
Why, David? Why the aversion to even stuff that comes out of the animal kind of thing?
Well, there's two reasons. There's health reasons and there's political reasons. The health reasons being, you know, for instance, having a strictly vegetarian diet, i.e., a vegan diet. For one thing, excluding all animal products allows for no cholesterol in
your
diet. No cholesterol. There is fat. It's very low fat. The only fat that you get is the more beneficial fat, you know, that comes from, you know, peanuts, well, any, you know, nuts and avocados and, you know, stuff like that. So, there's huge health factors in that. There's, you know, everyone to some extent is lactose intolerant because cow milk is for cows, not for human beings. And, you know, that manifests itself in different ways in different people. There's, you know, certain levels of it depending on, you know, who you are. But, you know, cutting that out really does a lot of good for your body. Whereas for the animals, the dairy farms, which, you know, people don't, you know, the dairy and meat industry are very powerful industries in our country.
This is the political reason.
Yeah, this is the political reason. And you're not going to learn unless you look how torturous the dairy farms are and the way that they keep their animals and they raise their animals. So simply, you know, not eating meat, yes, you're preventing the murder of these animals, but not eating, you know, not eating eggs, not eating dairy, not eating any animal products prevents the torture of these animals. And the animals are, in fact, tortures and tortured horribly. The conditions in which they kept they're kept are really, really bad. Was that your question, Drew? Did I answer your question, not hers?
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, yeah, I know.
Well, my question is, well, what are you doing to supplement for calcium, protein, and iron?
There's a lot of calcium in soy. There's a lot of protein in soy. You can get the complete protein from legumes. Beans and rice will create a complete protein. You know, things like tempeh, tofu. You know, if you're trying to gain mass, if you're trying to weightlift, you know, you make the soy protein shakes with the soy milk and the soy powder. You know, leafy greens, dark leafy greens like kale, spinach, they'll get you your B12. So, I mean, it's if you're interested in it and you want to do it, you can do it fairly easily, correctly, if you just look into it.
Right. So it's an easy transition from being just a regular vegetarian to vegan.
Yeah. If it's something that you want to do, if it's something that you feel, you know, really, really emotional about, then it's easy to do. I recommend to anybody who is interested in the vegan diet, a book called Diet for a New America by Dr. Robbins.
Isn't there sort of a quasi-religious or philosophical orientation with vegan too?
That's macrobiotic, I think. Uh-huh. I mean, there's the macrobiotic has exactly what you have described, which is based on food grown at certain times and regionally, and that has the kind of spirituality surrounding it. Veganism and macrobiotic allows for the consumption of fish, whereas veganism does not. So, and you know, a lot of Buddhists are vegan. And then there is that connection, and like there's, you know, Krishna, I think, is vegetarian, sometimes vegan. But as far as just plain old veganism, it's just a diet. Well, it's not only a diet. I mean, there's you don't wear fur or leather or wool.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
You know of any scientists that are working on maybe photosynthesis for the human being?
I wish. That would be amazing.
Oh, that's next, right?
You know, I'll drink the chlorophyll. Although I hear drinking chlorophyll is good for your blood. Is that true, Drew?
We could get like solar panels.
I would get.
Here's another Davey question. Devin, 16.
Hi. I was wondering, Davey, what happened to Glitter Boy clothing?
Actually, it's over. That it was a very brief brief interlude in my life. It just didn't work out. The split was amicable between the company that I was working with, and it just we were just going in different directions immediately. So there was a brief line that came out and closed, but I'm actually working on another line that hopefully will be out sometime mid next year. I've actually got meetings about that this week and next weekend, and so hopefully I'll be able to create more of what I had in mind and envisioned for Glitter Boy with this next line.
This now is a Tiffany 24.
Hi, Tiffany.
Hi.
What's going on?
Okay. Hello?
Hello.
Our love line.
Hi. Okay. My question has to do... Hi, everybody. My question has to do with... okay, I'm not quite sure what it's called, but I went to my gynecologist because during intercourse, I'd experienced pain. Uh-huh. And so he said that there is a... How do I say? It's a shield or something that normally goes away as you grow up.
Right. Your hymen.
Okay. He didn't quite say that, so I don't know if he just chose not to say that, but Whoa. He said that mine didn't completely go away. Now, is that possible?
Yeah, it's a hymen. You can have an incomplete tear of the hymen, yes, and that sometimes that can cause a little pain. We don't often talk about that, but that is a potential cause, and it's something fairly easy to fix if that's indeed what the problem is.
How's that work, Drew?
Yeah.
Well, he said...
No, go ahead.
He said what?
He said that he recommended surgery, and he said it's an outpatient surgery. It's nothing serious.
Right. It's pretty simple.
And that will block your cervix and everything.
Well, it gives you pain with intercourse. Is that
the
problem?
But I mean, would the hymen actually block your cervix?
No.
He says it's something that's blocking my cervix.
What is the symptom you're having? Why did you go see the doctor?
Because of the pain, and he said it could be that.
Okay. I think we're talking about the hymen. I don't know. I think we're talking about the hymen here. It could be that, and I agree that you should try to have that repaired. I think that's the way to start. This is Andrea, 24.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, what's up?
Hi, Davey.
Hi, Andrea.
Hey, I just had a question. I kind of have a problem with like alcohol and throwing up a lot, and I don't know if it's a phase or if it's more of an addiction, I should, like, seek help.
The bulimia has about a 1 out of 5 chance of killing you. So, yes, I would go get some help. And we see bulimia and anorexia, but particularly bulimia, as part of addiction very, very commonly.
How do I know if it's an addiction or... I mean, I don't really know how to decipher whether
It's not up to you to do. Somebody who really is skilled in this area needs to figure that out for you. I would suggest... my experience has been... that if the addiction is treated first, if you really, truly throw yourself into that process, the eating disorder can very often settle down rather dramatically. You may need a separate course of treatment for the eating disorder, but you're a trauma survivor, right? Something happened to you growing up?
Well, not really, no. I grew up really good. I had really a good family life.
Usually this combo of a substance and bulimia, usually something happened.
Well, when I was younger, my dad died.
How old were you?
17.
Usually younger than that. Something else. What did he die of?
I got a heart attack. So.
When he was like 40?
He was 50.
That's kind of weird. What's that all about?
I don't know. He had an aortic aneurysm.
Aortic aneurysm at 50? Was he a heavy smoker?
Nope.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, aortic dissection or aortic aneurysm?
An aneurysm, they said.
Did he have Marfans or something weird like that?
What's that?
It's a syndrome like Abraham Lincoln had, where you're tall and have long digits and things. No?
No.
That is very bizarre.
As far as I know, I mean, he was healthy, and he was a little overweight, but just...
Abdominal aortic aneurysm.
Huh?
This was an abdominal aneurysm.
No, aortic.
I know, in the abdominal aorta, not the thoracic aorta, so...
Well, it was in his heart...
This is all not fitting together, Andrea. Did you live with your dad?
Yeah.
And where was your mom?
She was there. She's still here now.
Is she okay? No big deal?
I didn't have any abuse, nothing like that.
All right. Well, and you're drinking too much? What do you mean by that?
Well, it's just like when I go out, I can't, like, stop. You know what I mean? Like, I don't plan on going out, and, you know, I plan on, like, going out and have a few drinks with my friends, but then it's just, like, it consumes me.
Was there alcoholism in your family?
Not that I know of. Pretty much. I don't know what to think about it, because I haven't
They've now really shown clearly what the genes are associated with, a couple of the genes anyway, for the alcoholism. This is called a serotonin transporter that has a certain, what's called, allele. That's, if you have that and this one abnormality in the GABA-A receptor, you have both those things, you have 100% chance of getting alcoholism. Yeah. And the kinds of things you're describing is that, this incredible drive to use, and you kind of drink everybody else under the table, and you keep drinking. But so I would definitely...
Could that be somewhere further back in the family line?
My headset just fell apart.
Is there someone further back than your immediate parents? That is there alcoholism in your grandparents or aunts and uncles?
I really don't know. Yeah. It's never been told to me.
Something's not fitting together about your family history. The whole thing, your dad dying of an aneurysm, having a thoracic aneurysm, not abdominal aneurysm, he's overweight. Just all that just doesn't all fit for me. So, again, go get evaluated. See somebody who's got training in alcoholism or addiction, and you'll find usually that eating disorders are often part of that whole syndrome. And get this kind of sorted out. I mean, this is not something, these are very, very serious symptoms. Why don't we hear an AFI song?
Okay.
All right. Which one do you want to hear? We'll break after that one.
Okay. We'll do the Leaving Song Part 2 off of Sing the Sorrow.
There we go.
Everything.
AFI, David Havoc, still hanging in with me tonight. The phone
still
number is
here.
Still 1-800-LOVE-191. Wow, I'm all tongue-tied tonight. We could talk about whatever you guys want to talk about. Talk about AFI songs, talk about being vegan, talk about weird discharges, still love line.
Pus.
And we're going to take another break and be right back.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, love line.
Love line will be right back.
Well, Dave, you're almost there.
All right, I can see it. I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. I'm happy to be here. It's a good time with you, Drew.
That. I appreciate that. Dave Puget has left the building, and Davey from AFI is left behind.
I mean, left behind yet again.
Let's get to the sex.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, let's
I had an experience like that, Drew. Let's get to the sex. Boy, tantric business?
Oh, yeah, tell me about this.
No, actually, I don't. I shouldn't divulge on air.
No, go ahead. I'm very. You're a wealth of knowledge. It's fascinating. Oh, really?
Well, as I understand it, from what I learned from a very, very nice, sweet person, but it just seemed that tantric sex is like, you know, for instance, if you and I were having tantric sex, we're actually having tantric sex right now.
Right now.
You and I have begun the sexual experience.
Yes, they define their own terms on their own basis. And
exactly. It's a unification of our souls.
Oh, we're doing that right now.
And it's begun. And probably by the time the album comes out, you know, in the
we'll
spring,
have an orgasm.
When I come back, you and I might have an orgasm together.
That's awesome. And then we'll tell everybody we had a 4-month orgasm.
I'm not sure because I never made it to that point.
That's awesome.
I cashed out. I colored.
You're right.
I colored
right.
my chips.
I'm out.
Yeah. Right, here's just like, wow.
Omar 20.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, Omar.
I'm talking with AFI now.
Just yes, a quarter. Just a quarter of
AFI. Oh, gosh, that's
the important
crazy.
Part.
I'm in Tucson right now, but I'm from Mexico.
You're from Mexico? Bueno.
Yes, I'm from.
Hablo poquito de español.
You see, you'll talk in Spanish on the Living Stream Part 2.
Sí. Yes. Y cuando estábamos en la ciudad de México, estaba hablando en español on the stage a little bit. Were you there?
Yes. No, I'm living in Sonora. It's more on the border.
Oh, Sonora. Okay. That's a lot closer.
Okay. Where are you guys right now?
I'm in
Culver City, Southern California.
Yes, Southern California.
Well, I got a question. My girlfriend wants to get a tattoo on his back. She wants a wings.
Yeah.
Where do you get your wings?
A wonderful tattooist by the name of Scott Sylvia, who has his own shop now in San Francisco called Blackheart Tattoo, did my wings. And he's amazing. And you can get a wonderful tattoo by him or any of the boys in that shop. They're some of the best in the world.
Here's Raylene, 21. Raylene?
Hi. I read about this procedure. Well, I guess it's not a procedure. It's a piercing on your on a girl's clitoris.
Good times.
I was wondering if. I'm sorry?
It's good times.
Keep going.
Hello?
Yep.
Go on.
Okay. I was wondering if you had any information about it, like if it was like, I'm considering doing it and. I was wondering if you had, like, information, anything I should know about it, because I don't really know where to find out anything about it.
There's a bunch of different kinds.
Yeah, Dave, you give your opinion, I'll give mine. Go ahead.
Well, it depends. From what I understand, there's a couple different kinds. I mean, there's a hood piercing, which is, see if I'm right here, Drew, which is generally safe. I mean, as safe as it can get down there. Then there's the actual clitoris piercing, which is far more intense and more dangerous. And then there's other piercings, which you're probably not talking about, and I don't know the names of those.
Considering it the best, like, safest would be the hood piercing?
I think the safest is the hood, but I think the other one results in more stimulation if it's
done. That way?
But now listen to Drew.
Well, no, he's right. No, Davey's right, is that these people claim they get more stimulation from these, but I've heard a number of people, both of them actually allegedly give you more stimulation. However, I've had a number of people complain that for a while there's a lot of degree of sensitivity, and then they lose it entirely.
Right, that's the risk with the actual clitoris piercing.
Really?
Whereas the hood is the safer way to go. I mean, I don't have my clitoris pierced, my hood's pierced, so I can't really say for sure.
Yeah, of course,
just my hood.
And you're putting a foreign body through body tissue. Not, you know, it's not like an earlobe. I mean, this is really can really be potentially damaging. And my other concern is that in my experience, most people that go for these genitalia piercing are kind of acting something out. There's some physical abuse or sexual abuse or something, and this is sort of the expression of that. Any of that?
Well, I wasn't sexually abused.
But physically abused.
I was physically, emotionally abused when I was a kid, and then I just kind of got out of a relationship not long ago where there's a lot of emotional...
Yeah, so maybe there are better things to do for all of that than putting a spear through your clitoris.
You could go to the gym.
Or become a vegan. Or just something.
Yeah, become a vegan, go to the gym. There's all sorts of things you could do to your body other than putting metal through it.
And that's Davey from AFI telling you that, okay?
I got a lot of metal in my body, trust me.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? It's one thing if I said it, but Davey's telling you a better thing, so I listen to him. All right, thank you. It's Davey from AFI. We're going to take... No, we have to take another break, and we will be right back.
All right, guys, here's the deal. Looking to hook up? Call the Dateline. Sick of wasting time with the wrong person? Call the Dateline. One call is all you need to make. Call the Dateline. 1-877-889-DATE.
If you need help,
call Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191.
AFI in the studio. Davey Havoc, thank you for joining me tonight. Jade Fugit, I would thank him too if he were still there. The new CD is MySpace Records Volume 1. The song is Rabbits Are Roadkill on Route 37.
Yes, indeed.
The current album, Sing the Sorrow, with a new one underway. And if you
this
are
spring.
You're truly a Fire Inside fan, you will visit Ukiah and pay appropriate homage to their birthplace, their childhood home.
Absolutely. I actually was born in Rochester, New York, myself. But AFI's birthplace was Ukiah, California.
All right, fair enough.
You were right.
Just technicality.
You're right. Yeah.
All right, but I really do appreciate coming in, Davey. Thanks for everything. You did a great job. And
thank you for having
me, Drew.
Hope
to see you soon.
It's a pleasure, always.
I appreciate that. Until next time, this is Dr. Drew on behalf of Davey Havoc saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or the station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.